Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The NFL has to close a loophole that I didn't know existed. We're talking about the intentional grounding play where Mahomes has the pass tipped. And much like we see with pass interference, Andy Reid thought too, because he was about to throw the challenge flag and actually did, and they were told they can't review it. The ball's tipped, like on a pass interference call, there's no pass interference if the ball is tipped. We all know this, right? We've all watched football enough. So on intentional grounding, you would think, well, the ball's tipped, it can't be intentional grounding, which is true. If it's tipped, it's not intentional grounding. I would also think that you can quickly do the old expedited review upstairs, right? Why the hell would you not? Sure. Turns out you can't.
Unbelievable.
So one, the officials on the field got it wrong to begin with because nobody else saw it was tipped. So that's just an error. And then two, the league does not allow you to expedite that. So that's a loophole that just has to be, like, I'm sure it will be now. Like, that has to be cleaned up in the offseason. It's unfortunate that it hurt the Chiefs there. But, I mean, could you imagine the outrage? We're talking about it today, but like, can you imagine the outrage if the...
Oh, yeah.
How is that? This is where the replay makes no sense in the NFL. I do not want every single play to be reviewable and every single call to be reviewable and every single penalty. But we're not talking about reviewing the penalty. It's the same thing as pass interference. If the ball is tipped, they do a quick expedited review and the flag goes away. They're not waving off the penalty as much as they are saying the ball is tipped. And that should have happened here with the intentional grounding.
This just goes back to like a broader point, and then we can talk about this individual play. I hate replay. I wish it didn't exist. I wish they never brought it in. Like, I don't feel like they add layers and layers and layers, and then they still just can't change calls to be correct. There's no point. Calls are going to get missed all the time. So just get rid of replay, get it out of my face, and I don't care. And just let refs make human error in decisions in there. Because what's funny about that is they didn't call it in the moment, have a little powwow, then decide to throw the flag, which happens all the time in those cases. I'm not saying that looks weird.
Sure.
Decide to call a powwow. Throw the flag. Then Andy's like, whoa, 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 ball was tipped and they can't do anything about it. And I'm not saying the refs technically didn't get the unreviewable part wrong, but they did get
They
missed the initial call. And look, we've had our own issues with Sheffers. And I've told you before, the way the Chiefs played yesterday, if you think I think that one play was the reason they lost a football game, hell no. But it's also just...
So I'm bringing it up because it's a loophole that the NFL, for any other team, by the way, whether you're a Bills fan, whether you're a Broncos fan, that's something that you should want cleaned up in the NFL. The fact that they can expedite review a tip pass for a PI call, then they should be able to do it for intentional grounding. That's it.
It just feels
Someone
like
says
a
you guys are sounding like a Bills fan. The difference is we're not saying that's why the Chiefs lost the game. That'd be the difference.
No, we want refereeing to be better. And if they're going, my whole thing is, if you were going to implement these thousands of layers of replay, and now include gold, right? We've seen first down markers get changed. We've seen digital measurements in the last couple of plays. We've seen them make Terry McLaurin catches with assisted with replay assist. And it's fine. That was a catch by Terry McLaurin. If replay assist is there to help and call things a catch, great. All we're saying is that I want it to actually do something in moments in which a call is wrong, or I want it to go away altogether. I don't care which it is. Either make it so that it fixes bad calls more often than it feels like it does, or it just goes away and I don't have to think about it anymore, and it's just up to the man on the football field making a decision. I also think that admittedly, some of this is because we are tired in Kansas City of having to see every single national media member make a massive mountain out of any single minor call that might hypothetically look like it benefits the Chiefs. And it was crickets on the tipped pass. And so like that part is just like, well, that's just annoying from a personal standpoint. Not that I think it changed the game or that refereeing is rigged against the Chiefs. I don't think any of that stuff. It's just like, would you like to make a big deal about refereeing at this moment when it's all so bad?
Yeah, it's just, and like you said, this is more just, it's more of the complaining side of it. It's every, you know, aggregator, social media account, if it was the same thing would have happened to the Bills, would have tweeted out and said, oh my God, this is suspicious. This is really weird how the NFL did this in favor of Kansas City. Every lazy lazy national media member would have made a big, that, as you said, I think is more of a Kansas City solely an issue with, for Chiefs fans to be frustrated with. I'm just saying that rule yesterday, that there's a clear loophole, has to be closed in the offseason. That's all.
Yeah, that it was just like, it was such an annoying.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.